Alright, so it's National All or Nothing Day.
Balls to the wall.
Turn it up.
Hopefully they got already up.
Yep, alright, cool. So yeah, National All or Nothing Day today, so you really just gotta go all in.
If you woke up on this Sunday...
Hey, turn that mute.
I'm sorry, I did. If you woke up today, well, I mean, if you're listening, you woke up. But you better go crazy on this Sunday. Better read the paper or something. Better tie your shoes extra tight.
Little fan base drama, I guess you can say, going on here. But the Jets finally traded Jamal Adams after all this, out of all the issues that he's currently had with the New York Jets. I'd probably say one of the best generational, he's like a generational talent when it comes to defense. Yeah, that man is probably one of the best safeties to play in a long time.
He's amazing, and man.
He's still so young. So, but
isn't he like early 20s?
He's like 23. He still hasn't had his payday yet.
He's our age?
That's wild.
My God.
But no, yeah, he finally got traded. So I'm a little sad, but the Jets did get a haul back. So they got 2 first-round picks, one this year, one next year. They got a third-round pick in 2021. And they also got Bradley McDougal.
You didn't even say McDougal. Where he went, bro.
So, oh, yeah, he went to Seattle.
Honestly, with that pickup, I feel like they're very, very likely to be, like, Super Bowl contenders. Like, not playoff, but, like, Jesus. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, all these notifications over here.
Not, like, playoff contenders, but, like, Super Bowl, bro. Like, Cam Chancellor and Jamal Adams.
What? They still got Cam? No, they don't got Cam.
They don't got Cam no more?
No.
Where Cam at?
He's retired.
Cam retired?
Yeah, hold on. Cam Chancellor retired a while ago, man.
You serious? Then who's their safety?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yes. He retired, yeah, bro. When he was 30, though. He did retire early. He retired, like, what, 2 years ago?
Dang.
You're late on that. You really thought he was
still
playing?
They got Diggs.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Adams and Diggs.
Oh, so he's basically the new Cam Chancellor, then.
You can't compare him to that, but... Well, they do... Yeah, you have all these analysts saying... Like, Chris Sims, he basically said Jamal Adams is Cam Chancellor 2.0. But here's my thing. They ranked 32nd in pass rush last year.
Really?
The Seattle Seahawks. So... Cool, you got Jamal Adams. You're still going to struggle to get pressure on the line.
Didn't they have who's that in they had?
Clowney. But I don't think Clowney signed. I could be wrong.
No, he's not signed anywhere yet.
No. I think, because I know the Browns had a bunch of interest in him, and he declined that. Clowney's still a free agent. But
Russell Wilson has expressed that he really wants him back, too.
He wanted Antonio Brown, too, which Antonio Brown hasn't retired technically yet. He announced that just to get the publicity for his album. So
a whole lot of money.
Yeah, because that's... You know, he pulled that card where he was like, all right, let me draw all this drama to myself for about 2 days. Pulled all the drama. People were like, oh, he retired again. Nope, he just dropped an album. And now he's trying to fight to get back in the league. He's trying to fight... And tell Roger Goodell to speed up his process with the, the sexual harassment case he has going on. So he wants that resolved ASAP.
The Seattle is really trying to have like a dominant like receiving core, bro, because they're trying to get Josh Gordon back too. Like
If he gets reinstated, I think Russell Wilson likes him.
I don't see why he wouldn't though, because weed is legal now.
Yeah, so. He'll get reinstated. Antonio Brown will probably, in my opinion, he will come back. He's probably gonna have about a 5-6 game suspension anywhere around there and
come back, boom, go crazy.
He'll be ready though. I think he'll be ready. He's what, only 32? I mean, when he left, he was the best receiver at his position.
Yeah.
So he's been like that.
Hey, I hope so, because in the Dynasty League, I got Tyler Lockett and Gordon. So that'd be nasty.
You'd have too many receivers for the same team.
It's only two.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Anyways, yeah, so we dropped a little football knowledge on you guys today. I just think that's... Do I think the trade Jamal Adams for those first-round picks, Bradley McDougal, and that third-round pick, I think the Jets did the right thing. He was disgruntled.
They're not going anywhere either, so it's like...
Don't say that.
You really think the Jets are going to do something?
Maybe. They got a nice offensive line now. They got Le'Veon Bell, who's hungry. And you got Sam Darnold, who hopefully will not catch mono this year. If he catches mono again, you just got to drop the guy. Man, there's a weak immune system. There's nothing you can do about a weak immune system.
They're a rebuilding team year in, year out, like, every single year. I've never seen the Jets, like, make a stride, like...
They made a stride when I was younger, when they had Mark Sanchez. I think it was his rookie year.
Actually, yeah, they did. Rookie, yeah.
But they had one of the best defenses. That was when it was Revis Island. And that whole defense was just nasty. But slowly after, we realized Mark Sanchez was the franchise quarterback.
He seemed like he was going to be, though.
I thought he was. I had faith in him. And then two or three years later, Geno Smith pops in. He sucked. Oh, my. You thought Mark Sanchez was bad. Geno Smith. My good Lord. That's a guy that got, like, sucker punched in the locker room by his own linebacker, practice squad linebacker. He got released. And then Geno Smith got a suspension. So, anyways, a little bit of football knowledge on you guys today. But
over to music now?
Yeah.
So, statistically, Juice WRLD has had the most sales for posthumous, hopefully I'm saying that right, album since Tupac and Biggie. Which I didn't even know he had, like, I thought his album was going to do well, but I didn't know he was going to go crazy like that.
Juice WRLD was loved quite a bit. Now, we missed talking about it last week, so we're kind of talking about it now this week. But I know that basically they had the big merchandise drop too. What was that this week, basically? Mm-hmm. The V-Loan. That's going to go crazy, I feel like, that merch in general. I mean, that's the last merchies that they're probably going to have with Juice WRLD. So yeah, that merch is going to be like vintage and... 5-6 years from now.
He sold 497,000 equivalent albums sold based on digital sales and streams.
That's wild. I mean, that's just insane.
Is it a million sales platinum?
Yes.
So he was halfway there first week, bro.
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, it's gonna go platinum then.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It will, but that's really quick.
That's wild. Like,
that'd
I said,
one of the quick. Would that be one of the most quick platinum records? Would you say? How quick did Michael Jackson's go platinum?
I don't know. I'm about to look it up now.
Because I was going to say, Michael Jackson's record went platinum pretty quick after he passed. I don't know if that's like a year. Not a year, but...
dang.
His is... Juice WRLD's going to pass that. It's probably going to pass... It's going to be the number one.
Jeez. Rihanna has the fastest album to platinum certified ever.
How quick? Which album?
Anti.
How quick?
24 hours after it debuted, bro.
24 hours?
Bro, she had 1.4 million downloads in 15 hours, to be exact. Jeez. That's I didn't know she was like that.
She is.
Hours, bro. Yeah, Rihanna.
She's a goddess.
15 hours?
That's
almost a mil an hour. No, you messed up.
It's
almost 100,000 an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
That's crazy.
Wow. What was okay. But anyways, did it come close to any? Okay, so he's not gonna have the quickest.
Nah.
What about? Nah, yeah, he won't have the quickest. Then. There's no way.
Yeah, not. I mean, he did half a million a week. She did a million 15 hours.
That's very. We're not trying to like shed like that light or anything on Juice WRLD, but
that's
like,
crazy. Bro.
It's just insane that I think Rihanna's fans. Jeez, man, they're hyper fans than like J. Cole fans. And I thought J. Cole's following was probably like their fans are like they're like there for him like that. Rihanna fans. I remember I went to a Rihanna concert.
Really?
I remember the tickets were like free. So, I think that was, like 4 years ago, Travis Scott actually was in the concert with Rihanna. It was Rihanna and Travis Scott, but it was before Travis Scott dropped Astroworld. So it was before he kind of got hype. I remember, you remember the Fetty Wap concert we went to?
Bro.
Before Post Malone got hype. So Post Malone, it was basically right before he blew up and got big. Because, like, he was playing basically the same two songs played two songs on repeat for about 10. He played about, let's see, because he played Too Young and White Iverson.
I know he played White Iverson three times, at least three times.
Oh, no, he played White Iverson like five or six times, and then he played Too Young. He's like, one more time, but it was like number four. He's like, let me do it one more time for you.
But that song was amazing. I love White Iverson by Post, though.
You could, when it first came out, you could replay those two songs over and over again. So, but I remember that. Like, it's just kind of crazy, like, seeing guys open up for certain artists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a year or two down the line,
they surpass them.
They, like, are much, much bigger than that artist they opened up for. But mm-hmm. it just shows, like, sometimes all it takes is somebody lending a helping hand to that person and be like, all right, yeah, you can open for me. And boom. Like, that person just jumps into stardom.
Because honestly, when Fetty Wap went on tour, like, I was like, oh, Fetty Wap and Post Malone? Like, I want to hear White Iverson in person.
Yeah, I remember Post Malone was just, like, he was just kind of getting there. It was, like, his first, I think that was his first album he basically dropped. And everybody was like, oh, this is pretty good. So, that was kind of, it's kind of like before, right now, like, Jack Harlow's kind of blown up. But he used to open up for, I forget the one act he used to open up for. But, yeah, no, that's crazy. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else like that, but I just remember Young Thug and 21 Savage concert. That was a good one.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of young guys, like little guys that opened up for somebody.
Yeah.
And you like now they're blown up.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like the one that rings like the biggest bell is that Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
The Post Malone for Fetty Wap. Because now like Post Malone mm-hmm. tickets are, those are crazy. Those are, would you say they're Drake prices yet?
Post?
Yeah. I think they're close to Drake prices.
That's a little absurd, though, because Drake is Drake.
Yeah, I know.
But Post has a huge following, too. Like, guys and girls, man. Girls love that,
see,
man.
See, that's the thing, yeah. But Drake does, too.
True.
Yeah.
Drake is, like, the number one artist, like, right now. Statistically. You know people have their own opinions, but who you saying bigger than Drake? Because I see your face.
I did not say that.
Who you thinking?
No, I'm just trying to think of everybody out there. You really think Drake's the top artist?
Bro, yes. Statistically, do you not see his numbers? He literally said he has more hits than the Beatles, bro. You know the Beatles?
Does he?
He does. Mm. No, he said he has more number ones than the Beatles.
All right. I was about to say, the Beatles have a lot of hits. They had a lot of hits.
Drake do too, though.
You just love Drake.
Man, Drake's something else, bro. OVO forever.
All right. oh, you know what? Nah, I wouldn't say that.
They just did a restock on Pop Smoke's V-Lone, too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Like, right now?
I mean, yeah, you could check. Because I know they dropped a few more hoodies, but I was like, nah. But again, I think I always get confused because you say you didn't really listen to Pop. But, like, you just like V-Lone stuff, too, though. Like, if it looks sweet.
Yeah, but I didn't. I listened to it, but I never really listened to, like, Pop Smoke like you listened to Pop Smoke.
Okay.
So, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Pop nice, bro. We were right about Kanye. I don't know, he might be a little crazy, but I said personally that he was doing it because he was trying to, like, get more attention for his album. Like you just said about Antonio Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, with Antonio Brown kind of building all that, I'm retired, and then, like,
dropped the album.
Yeah.
But Kanye actually teased a little bit of the Gap line. And his album is coming out, I think. I see it on Twitter right now. Yeezy Mafia retweeted it. It says Donda album cover. So I don't know if he actually released it yet or... But I feel like that's the whole thing. He apologized to his wife for everything he said. So it was like, bro, we knew this was just...
Do you really think that's what it was, though?
What, a publicity stunt?
Yeah. Do you think Kanye did it for publicity?
I mean...
Or do you think there's, like, something behind this? Do you think there's a bigger reason?
I think it's a little bit more both, but I feel like it's more leaning towards the publicity part.
Okay. I could see it. Now, I mean, I could see him also lashing out, but, I mean, they do say he's bipolar.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, he was lashing out at his last concert. I forgot what it was. But remember he was on stage, like the floating stage, and he was talking about like the devil and stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh God, and it's like...
He goes like way off the spectrum and then like will just come right back to normal. Like nothing ever happened like the next couple days.
He like goes completely ballistic.
Like, yeah, and no, then, like, insane, yeah.
Like, a month later, you will hear nothing about him. And it's I don't understand. I really think it's the albums. Because he doesn't drop an album.
Album-based instead of, like, an actual, like...
problem?
It could be, yeah, I mean, it could be a problem with him.
I mean, it could be.
It could be a mix of both, though, too. Yeah. It could be a mix of, like, his problems mixed in with, all right, I'm trying to get my album to be, you know, a huge hit.
Because they were, like... He has a bipolar episode every single year. Like, a really, really big one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so you're telling me he only has one big bipolar episode every year? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just, like...
He has more than that. If you, like, look at his past history, he has a lot more than that.
Yeah. That man's just crazy.
As long as he doesn't bring politics into his shoes, we're okay. That's what killed his shoe sales the last time.
So. Facts. They...
But, see, now, if we were smart, we would have bought up, you know... All as many boosts as we could when they plummeted.
Yeah.
Because now they're all back up to the same price, if not a lot more.
Yeah.
So, it's the market, man. It's the market. It's basically, the shoe market is basically the same thing as the stock market.
Precisely.
Just a different way of looking at it. Or like a different analyst. I said that wrong. Analytics. My bad. Different analytics. Speaking too fast.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but... You basically, so, has Kanye had any V-Lon product by chance?
Nah.
That's what I was thinking.
Like he's, I don't think he would do that. I feel like he's, I think personally he's too big to, like, do, like, a collab like that.
Because
like,
don't they usually do it for small, not smaller artists, but, like, artists that aren't...
Super huge?
Yeah, at his level, I guess you could say.
I mean, the last one I saw that was pretty big was, like, The Weeknd. I didn't think they would do a Weeknd collab, but...
That is pretty big, yeah.
But everybody else has been, like, Nav, Juice WRLD, Pop Smoke, like...
Literally.
City Morgue, like, it's pretty much, like, not super big people.
Yeah. That's true. So, interesting, interesting. Now, the upcoming week, or this weekend, that's coming up, yeah, we don't really have any big shoe releases. Like, literally, it's a zero. There's nothing with New Balance. There's nothing really with Jordan. No Yeezys. The following week, we got a lot, though. So we got a lot to talk about that following week. But this weekend coming up, not much. SneakerCon coming up on the 7th, right?
Yeah.
Am I right on the date, the 7th?
I think so. I was about to say the 4th, but the 7th sounds right.
Yeah, the 7th, I think it is the 7th. Basically, you excited? What's your thoughts? What's your initial... I know we kind of talked about it before, but...
I'm honestly a little in between, because, you know, I don't know how it's going to be. Like, I still need to look at it.
My bad.
Oh, eight. Dang. We're the both eight. Wrong.
The 8th. Yeah, because it's Saturday, August 8th.
Because, like, I don't know how they're going to handle it. Like, I know how conventions are, and it's like...
I'm curious how they need to... How they're going to handle it. I kind of actually want to reach out to them and ask them before...
Because I'm not trying to just go in there with a whole bunch of people, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they're going to have to limit it. You know, to a certain amount, or everything's going to have to be blocked off to a 6 feet presence.
I was going to say, if you're in a line, but then you have to have a massive space to be...
They do.
Yeah.
They do have
Cleveland
a
Cleveland is the bigger one, isn't it?
Yeah, Cleveland's the big one of the biggest areas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, that's my thing. I think they're going to limit how many people can go in at one time.
Oh, that might take up all the good stuff, too.
That's what I was thinking.
So we'd have to get there a little bit early. But, like we said before, we're going to film this because I've never seen an inside of a... Like, I see pictures.
Yeah.
But I never see, like, the inside of a convention for real, for real.
I've seen pictures. I've watched some videos, but it doesn't do it justice. I feel like I got to... I want to be there and see, like, all right, what's the merch like? What's the... How are the vendors there? Like, I feel like everybody kind of goes off one price, and that's going to be, like, StockX price. But then you're going to probably have, like... other vendors trying to undercut that other vendor over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if like two people have the same shoe, same size, that vendor's like, alright, I got it for $350. This vendor could be like, well, I got it for like $330. You'd be like, alright, I'm gonna go to that vendor, but then that vendor would be like, oh,
I get $300.
Exactly. So I feel like there could be a lot of undercutting there, which could be really good for buying. So selling might be a little bit harder unless you have, you know, stuff that's super... If you had a chunky donkey, you know what I mean? That'd be something you could probably sell.
But if you think about it...
That wouldn't get undercut.
Honestly, whoever sells their shoe first, like, if you have two people...
Yeah.
The person that sells it first for, like, that $300, let's say, the other person can go right back up on their price. I'm the only one with the size now.
Unless there's other vendors. If there's a big... What they say is there's going to be Cleveland has the most vendors there. Mm-hmm. So the more vendors you have at a location, the better buying environment it's going to be for the actual customer.
A lot more competition.
Because you want more competition rather than like, okay, we only got two or three vendors.
They're just going to eat up on everything.
We're just going to, we basically all make a price on this. But then, you know, you're going to have vendors have a limit. They're going to be like, I can't go past this price. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Big thing will probably be like used shoes though too. You have people like with a lot of used shoes there.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you're going to have to really gauge the, all right, how's it look?
That's my thing. I can't stand used shoes, though.
You can't stand them or you can't gauge it? Like, what's...
No, I mean, like, wearing them, because, like, no offense, but, like, you have a big dude with, like, huge ankles, and he has a pair of ones on, and I try them on, and they're freaking, like, super wide on my ankle. I don't want this shoe, bro. That ruins the shoe. So it's like, I don't know who had that shoe before me or if you're the only one that had it. So
yeah.
I'd have to... try it on, because you know people squeeze their feet into too.
Or like you were saying, sometimes not ones but with 11s, how you get the squeakiness. Oh, yeah. Like the Gammas, like if somebody had used pair of Gammas and they look fresh, like they look really good, but then you start walking in them and you start hearing that, like that what's it called, the squeaking.
My cousin got like that, not Dalen, but the other one.
Oh yeah.
He bought a pair for like 120, like pair of bread 11s. Mm. Look brand new. He's like, bro, it's a steal. He got home, put them on, squeak, squeak, squeak. I was like, oh.
And you see, that's the thing. You can't wear those out. Like, if it starts squeaking, there's not an easy fix to it, is there? Not that I know of.
They say powder, but, like, imagine you're at Eastern, bro, walking in the hallway, and it's just, like, a few people. They're going to know you squeaking. Yeah. Like, it's not. Like,
it's that guy.
Yeah.
He's got the broken 11s right there.
Or imagine walking in the class late. Like, it's not a quiet squeak either.
Nah, yeah. And they'd be like, oh, man, this guy's got some broken 11s on.
Like, them boys busted, bro. Put
They're
them away.
Squeaking. But see, that's what happens, too, like, with you shoes is you get things like that you can't predict.
Yeah.
Until you try them on. And you're not going to be like, hey, let me try them on before buying them. Because 90% of the time, the guy's going to be like, hell, why would I do that? You know?
Yeah.
You can be like, nah, man, get out of here.
But I feel like you could gauge the price on them depending on how they look, because if they're, like, look dead stock and he wants $220, you should know, okay, yeah, these got to squeak. Like, there's something not right.
That's the other thing. People, especially when you're going to, like, a sneaker convention like this, mm-hmm. people aren't that dumb, you know what I mean? They're going to know. They're going to know a price, so when they do it that low, they're like, at that point, just sell it at a lower, like a couple bucks lower as a used shoe if you wanted to get rid of it and it was that bad. But in my opinion, don't sell it at all if it's that bad. Just hold on to it or toss it.
Toss it?
Not toss it, but you know what I mean.
Just put it on the shelf.
Just, it's there. It's basically a collectible at that point.
True.
A wash collectible.
But alright guys, we'll be right back. Here's an advertisement.
How are those customs coming along?
Oh. Pretty good.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Shook me. I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
but they're pretty good.
Yeah, because I know you're, if you guys haven't seen, I know on TikTok his custom, were they purple suede?
Yeah.
So you did, was it the court purple or was it the, wasn't the court purple ones, was it?
Court
it was?
Purple, but I turned the front into the black toes and then the back is not leather, suede, no.
Yeah, so really cool. The suede to it, yeah, that's, I thought that was pretty cool. Not a lot of people know how to do that either.
Hey, if you want to do yours, I got you.
No, I'm good.
You gonna leave them?
Yeah, I like mine how they are. I feel like, hey, even though the customs are cool, I just like leaving, kind of like leaving shoes alone, if that makes sense. You know, yeah. Like, I'm not sense. Let me grab the rubbing alcohol and go to work on it. Nah, but I know GOAT, like, if you do, like, a used sale for GOAT, mm-hmm. those will probably actually sell higher as a used pair. Because of the custom aspect to it, than like a regular pair, because they had one on there that was like the same that you made,
mm-hmm.
and it was going for like $350.
Yeah, and he did his entire shoe in suede.
Yeah, his entire shoe. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like $350, and I'm like, the normal shoe's only going for like what, like
three, and that's if it's brand new.
Yeah,
you know, depends on size and all that. But
shoot, low key, I might post that on Go.
I wonder how much you could. I don't know, but I'm just,
I mean, it looks fire, so I mean...
It does. And I know you got a little... We can't talk too much about it, but Dom's cleats you're customizing right now.
Yeah.
They're looking pretty good, though. That's all I can say.
Those are just going to be debuted when that man hits the field.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. Hey, those are looking really nice, though.
I just hope he likes them. That's my biggest thing. Like, the pressure of, like, if he, like, I don't know.
The pressure of, like, the buyer saying, like, hey, I don't really like him. Yeah, but, or like, it's Dom, but...
If I give it to him and he's just like, all right. No, well, not even all right, but, like, if he wears them, he's like, damn, these are nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just knowing they actually like it. Like, I mean, we could like it all we want, but we're not the ones wearing it.
Exactly. We're not the ones that wear it every game.
Yeah, so that's what makes me nervous.
But, you know, his reaction is probably going to be one of those that it's like, he's going to see him, he'll be like, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be one of those monotone. He never really gets, like, hype about anything. It's, hey, these are cool. He's, oh, all right then. But, yeah, that's, if you're looking for some customs to be made, hit this man up. He can probably do some custom cleats for you. Or some custom Air Force Ones, custom anything, basically.
For real, bro. Hey, I'm Kick Casso on TikTok, and I'm D's Kicks on Instagram.
So, yeah, but, hey, that's... The customs are coming along. I would say that. So they're looking pretty good. But that's, like, one of those things that's different, you know? Everybody, when it comes to custom designs on any type of big shoe, it's just all different, you know? There's so many different perspectives, different ideas you can do out of it. I followed a guy, I forget his name, but I followed a guy on Instagram where he's a pretty big when it comes to customs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, every single one of his Air Force Ones are different, though. It's like nothing is like the same repeating pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's like the same type. I mean, it's just different every time he comes out with a new idea. And it's crazy. So, but they're all like fire ideas. It's just like everything's like one concept.
Yeah.
So.
Did you still want to hydro dip some shoes?
I don't know about all that.
Are you still, you don't know yet?
I don't know yet. Yeah, I gotta hold off on it. Maybe if I get a pair of all white ones.
I was gonna say, yeah, just Air Force Ones or something. Like,
if I get a pair of all white ones, maybe I'll hydro dip it.
What do you mean, like Jordan ones or Air Force Ones?
No. Not.
Oh, but so not the Yin Yangs, bro. That's.
Maybe you're onto something, or even the Guava Ice.
You know, Guava Ice would be easier, and they're not going for nothing. Yeah.
Guava Ice are like relatively like 120, 130.
Yeah. That's what I try to do. I try to get like a shoe that's not going for anything.
Yeah, and that's
and then
not,
turn it into something.
I wonder if you could, and it's a one base, so it'd basically be a customized one, which you don't see often.
Or imagine a Guava Ice with a black toe on it.
Interesting. That's something to actually look into this week coming up. I think I might look into it now.
Could be a fire custom, though.
It could, because you don't see custom ones a lot.
Yeah.
Not as much as Air Force Ones are basically the ones where you're going to be like, okay, custom. That's like the customized shoe, I guess you
could say. Yeah, it's less than $100, and then it's like, it's an Air Force One. Like,
not a lot of risk if you mess it up, all that type of stuff. But ones, basically every one has some type of value. Not the Guava Ice, though. And that's basically an all-white. Different shade of all-white.
Yeah.
But...
Honestly, I think I'm going to look into that, too, and see...
I think last time I checked on StockX, it was only going, like, 120, 130. They really don't go up in crazy prices with that. It's just, like, basically this.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I low-key want to do, like a Travis Scott thing, but, like, take the swoosh off and flip it just on some other color just to see how it looks. Like, I don't know why, but I really want to do that. That'd be difficult. Taking the stitching out, but
that'd be really difficult. You gotta take the stitching off and then restitch it on as a flip. Yeah, take some time.
It would.
Would be kind of cool.
Hey,
though.
We got nothing but time right now.
I'm still working. So,
well,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, well, not unfortunately, but you know.
Hopefully, you'll get that bonus that all the people that are like essential workers are getting. Well, they're not getting it yet, but hopefully, like, you know what I mean.
What bonus?
You heard about that?
No.
They proposed it, but I don't know if it's going through.
No, it's probably not going through.
Hey, you gotta be hopeful, though.
No, you don't have to be hopeful. You can be negative, but we don't want to be negative today. Everybody, have a good rest of your day. Enjoy yourself. Get outside. Do some exercising. Yeah, drink your water.
Hey, what's today? All or nothing, right?
Today's National All or Nothing Day. So.
Yeah, bro. Go outside, go for a jog. If you're playing 2K, go balls to the wall. Drop 40.
I was about to say that. Balls to the wall all day today. Yes, sir.
Have a good one.